You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very excitingly, we've got Dons Savage in the studio from Dead Famous People. How are you, Dons?
Morena, Rachel. Morena, whānau out there. I'm well, thanks.
It's so exciting to have you up in here. It's been 27 years, is that right, since we've heard new tracks from Dead Famous People?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I've been writing all the way along, but and yeah, doing mortgage and children stuff. But yeah. New stuff, yes, that's true.
Hey, well, very excitingly, the track Looking at Girls is already number one in the 95BFM top 10 as of last night. Wow. Read out by Amelia, who's also another big fan of this track too. We're all very excited about it up here at BFM. We've had some lovely texts rolling through all morning about people saying they're stoked to hear some new stuff from the group. How's it been sort of working on this project? Because you've got an album coming out soon.
Yeah, I think they're going to chuck another single out first. But anyway, first, thanks everyone who voted and for us. well, that track started in a garage with my friend Diane. We were just making demos, really, mm-hmm. and it sort of fire got wind of it and through this guy who told him about us. And we went into the lab with Ollie Harmer mm-hmm. And went from there, and then it ended up getting remixed in LA.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's really cool. So that's Fire Records as well. You've had a few sort of fantastic record labels throw their support behind you. Of course, Flying Nun were the originals, and then Billy Bragg's record label Utility as well when you were in the UK.
Yeah.
What's it like sort of working with people like that, I guess, who have the same kind of kaupapa as what your group kind of exists on as well? What's that been like?
It feels good to be acknowledged by decent labels. Yeah, I mean, I guess anyway, I'd carry on regardless
mm-hmm.
and sort of record on a two-track at home if no one wanted me.
Hey, well, it's awesome that people do want it as well. The record's going to be called Harry. Now, is this after your son?
Yes.
That's so cool. So tell us a little bit about some of the ideas going into this record.
Normally, I'll be driving around and just get the entire tune and go home and find out what that tune was on the guitar
awesome.
And add the lyrics.
That's really cool. And how do you write as well? Are the lyrics something that come quite naturally, or do they sort of percolate away in the back of your brain for a while before they come out?
They do percolate, yeah. They can take a couple of days. Sometimes it's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what does your son think of the record? Has he heard much of the tracks on it yet?
I think he's at that embarrassed age.
How old is he?
He's 14,
oh,
so...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... oh, yeah, Mama, turn it off. Yeah, kind of age.
He'll be secretly loving it, though, I reckon. That's so exciting, though. So when approximately can we be putting in our calendars new Dead Famous People?
I think it won't be too far after this one that comes the next single. And they were talking about a third, but maybe not. Maybe the album would be in the new year.
Exciting.
Roughly, yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, I can't wait for that. It's such a pleasure to have new tracks from Dead Famous People and to have you in the studio, Dons. We're going to play the number one hit song on BFM at the moment, which is Looking at Girls. Is there anything about this track that you think we should know, or anything awesome about the story behind it you'd like to tell us?
Well, I was just driving past the Peel Street Dairy bus stop a couple of years ago, and I thought this could actually happen.
Yeah,
and it percolated over the day, and then it just came together that day.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to listen to it now. Thank you so much, Dons.
Thanks, Rachel.
This is Dead Famous People, Looking at Girls. You're on BFM.
I'm
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.